Longtime National FFA advisor Dr. Steve Brown announced his retirement earlier this year. And as Dr. Brown welcomed members, advisors, and guests, he made sure to give thanks to all the FFA has done for him during his years of service.
Hello, FFA members, advisors, and guests. On behalf of the National FFA organization and the National FFA Board of Directors, I welcome you to the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo. You know, for 92 years, FFA members from all across our great nation have been gathering just like this. It is remarkable, quite remarkable, to think about how far this organization has come. We started with 33 farm boys at a hotel in Kansas City, Missouri, back in 1928, and now we're filling up an NFL stadium. But you know what? The incredible growth of FFA is not surprising. That's because the idea and purposes of this organization are noble, relevant, and focused on the future. We're growing because of FFA members like you who see the broad opportunities in agriculture and its importance to the future of our planet. We're growing because agriculture educators everywhere are going to bat for our incredible three-component education model. Our classrooms incorporate science, technology, engineering, math, communication arts, and employability skills. For that, agriculture educators everywhere deserve all of our praise. We're growing because of the efforts of our agriculture education-related organizations that make up the National Council for Agricultural Education. I encourage all of our leaders of these groups to keep thinking ahead, plan for the future, and dream big. These efforts have led to an FFA that has never been bigger. We have a record 700,000 FFA members in all 50 states, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And this year, we celebrate 50 years of female membership in our organization, a change that was too long in the making, but one that has benefited all of us in so many ways. The capability to embrace and encourage positive change is a crucial skill for so many FFA activities. I'm proud to say that over the past year, our organization has done just that. You can see that in our new convention venue here at Lucas Oil Stadium. You can see it in the updated FFA Congressional Charter, and you can see it in the deliberations and discussion that the student delegates to this convention have had about the National FFA Constitution and bylaws. We should be proud of these efforts, because progress and change today is history in the making tomorrow. Change is also on the horizon for me as your National FFA advisor. For nearly 50 years, FFA has influenced me as a member, agriculture teacher, chapter advisor, state leader, and for the last 9 years as your National FFA advisor and board chair. I've long told others, for me, this experience has offered uncommon responsibilities for a common man. I'm incredibly honored and proud to have been stationed by the OWL on behalf of FFA members everywhere. Of course, as the advisor, I'm asked to advise you from time to time as the need arises. Before we continue with this wonderful national convention, let me leave you with these two common sense words of wisdom. First, walk with the wise to become wise. FFA members, identify the leaders around you, study their habits, work to develop those positive traits within yourself. Second, dare to be bold. You can run for chapter office, work to solve a problem in your community, or work to find a new skill that you never knew you had. Do something bold that will improve the world for you and someone else. FFA members, it has been my pleasure to serve as your National FFA advisor.